Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Karen Ackley, who is the Ag and Horticulture Assistant at the Extension Office of Marion County. And we're talking about the emerald ash borer, kind of a topic that a lot of people are thinking about right now, isn't it, Karen?
That's correct. Yeah. We are being invaded by the emerald ash borer. It is getting closer and closer to our doorstep. One was recently sighted in Eddyville. It is increasingly close.
I mean, do they find just one bug, or do they find a nest? How do you find evidence of these things? Because they're smaller than a penny. They're little.
Normally what you'll see is decline in the tree itself. The traces that you find are actually borers from the larva of the ash borer. Mm-hmm. They're very characteristic. They're actually kind of a half circle hole where the borer goes in and out. And then they leave trails. And
there are a couple informational meetings coming up that folks can attend. Can you outline when and where those will be?
One will be in Pella on Tuesday night, February 25th, and that will be at the Community Center in Pella at 6:30. It'll be about an hour long. We will have Jeremy Cochran there, who is our regional district forester. So he'll have some good information for folks about what exactly to look for and what to see. We'll also have Chandler Nunnekoven, who's the park manager for Pella, talking about what Pella, the city, is actually going to be doing about the problem. They've done an inventory of their trees and so forth. And then Dale Miller, who is our program director here at Marion County and very knowledgeable about trees in general, will be also on the program to answer specific questions that people might have. For example, they might want to know, I've got ash trees, what should I do? What are some alternative trees that I might be planting now? Very similar type of meeting will occur in Knoxville on Thursday evening, same time, 6:30 to about 7:30. It will be at the Marion County Extension Office here, and the same people will be involved, except instead of Chandler, who's with Pella, we'll have Dylan Feek, who is the Assistant City Manager for Knoxville, talking about Knoxville's plans.
Okay. When you kind of just hear it in passing, there's kind of a bug coming in town, but it's really a little bit more serious, I think, than what people maybe thought in the first place, isn't it?
Well, it's very destructive if you have a number of ash trees. Mm-hmm. I mean, it will, really decimate your whole stand. So, for those cities and those yards that have ash, it can be very detrimental, obviously. And there are some other things going on with ash trees. It isn't just the ash borer. There's some just a general ash decline. There's some other things that are occurring in ash trees. So, people can learn about ways to combat things like this, because if you're planting trees, if you can plant a variety of trees, then if something like this down the road happens, you don't lose all of your trees.
Sure.
You've got more diverse planting. Also, planting native trees is a good way to go.
Okay. Is the ash tree native to Iowa?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is it?
It is, yes. Some forms of it. There's
okay.
Different. There's black and white. And we'll be talking about ash tree replacement options.
So, the meetings are February 25th in Pella at the Community Center and February 27th in Knoxville at the Marion County Extension Office. Free to attend?
Yes, it is free.
Okay.
No registration is needed.
Just
show up. And basically, the outline of the meetings are just kind of an overview of how the problem began, where it is, and how it's spread. Mm-hmm. And right now, the entire state's under quarantine. It's often spread through firewood. And then we'll talk about how to identify it and also how to identify an ash tree. Sometimes people don't even know really whether they have an ash tree
sure.
or not. One of the other things that we will address is, if you have a tree that is in decline, is it safe to leave the tree there, or do you need to remove it?
Okay.
Another thing that oftentimes people are asking now is, well, I have ash trees. Should I cut them down and plant mm-hmm. new ones right now? There's various opinions on that.
Okay.
In addition, there's also some treatment methods, and typically when we have an insect problem like this, you'll find people that may not be totally reputable offering solutions that may or may not work.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be talking about that.
How to avoid scams and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay. And then we will have contact information, and we will have the dates and times up on our website as well, knacarols.com.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Karen Ackley, Ag and Horticulture Assistant at the Extension Office in Marion County, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.